Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars now. If I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys who trade his whole I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. Trade his whole world for one of them girls. One of them girls.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 weeks since the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, one of the local SWAT teams tells ABC News they had no contact with the Secret Service until after the gunshots.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You can hear more of Aaron Katursky's exclusive interview with Jason Woods Monday on GMA. Former President Trump campaign Saturday in Minnesota, Vice President Kamala Harris addressed a Massachusetts fundraiser. The world watching the Middle East amid new fears of a larger war after a Hezbollah rocket killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights section. This is ABC News. The polls are open in Venezuela as President Nicolas Maduro seeks re-election, but his party's seen declining popularity. Millions of people have left Venezuela amid a broad economic collapse, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken said,
"The entire international community is going to be watching this very closely. We urge all parties to honor their commitments and to respect the democratic process."
Venezuela's last presidential election in 2018 that put Maduro into power was denounced as rigged by Western countries. The U.S. and the EU imposed sanctions in response. The U.S. has suggested that if this election is conducted fairly, some of those sanctions could be lifted. And Friday, the Justice Department accused TikTok of using its technology to gather information on users based on how often they viewed posts related to divisive issues like abortion. It's a defense to the new law that bans TikTok in the U.S. unless it separates from its Chinese parent company. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and rather warm conditions for this afternoon. A south breeze of 5 to 15. Highs will warm to the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms will be likely. Lows will drop to the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 70.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good timing man. Gotta say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've gotta say that I think I gotta stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good timing man. Bring
Garth Brooks, two piña coladas, yes please. It's not too early in the day for piña colada, is it? I mean, somewhere around the world it's 5 o'clock, or at least close to it. Here's Lady A, I run to you.
I run from hate. I run from prejudice. I run from pessimism. But I run too late.
into a new disaster. So I run to you.
Of your country favorites, Real Country 1430.
But you knew what she was doing when she left you hanging there. Oh, mirror, mirror, on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Oh, wait a minute, I believe I. I believe I see the answer staring back at me.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Justin Moore on your radio for your Sunday morning. Welcome in. It is Andrew J. How you doing today? Thanks for hanging out. We learned earlier today it is National Hamburger Day. It is also National Milk Chocolate Day. See, this is the kind of day I like. Saturday, we had National Chicken Finger Day and National Creme Brulee Day, which, by the way, is delicious. Today, burgers and chocolate. Tomorrow, by the way, just in case you're wondering what Monday holds, National Lasagna Day. Garfield would be sort of happy for lasagna, but sad because it's a Monday, I think.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time. It's America. It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you.
Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? We gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. Then you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love. Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all out for the middle of June, from the wedding cake to the honeymoon. And your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I lit that day, saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So you sailed away into a gray sky morning. Now I'm here to stay. Love can be so boring, and nothing's quite the same now. I just say your name now, but it's not so bad. You're only the best I ever had. You don't want me back.
yourself feel better. But it's not so bad. You're only the best I ever had. You don't want me back. You're just the best I ever had.
You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience. We are taking our Bible and turning to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to pick up on a message that we left off several weeks prior. So I'm going to begin in verse 12. Of 2 Peter chapter 1. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Father, we are just blessed to be able to fellowship and meet such as we do Sunday after Sunday. And we ask now, Lord, that as we look into the pages of this book, we would give you opportunity to look into our hearts. And we pray, Father, that we might increase in wisdom, our knowledge of you, and our understanding of who you are. And Lord, we just thank you that we are designed, we are equipped to take this message to people who we know and even to strangers. And we thank you that this message, Jesus saves, changes lives. In Christ's name, amen. Now, by way of reminder, we had said that Peter was preparing to depart this life. And he shares with his readers what is most important to him. And the Bible tells us in verse 1 of chapter 1 that he is writing to people of like precious faith. And so that applies to any who have believed on Christ and know him as Savior. And we We said that there were three things in particular that are highlighted for us as we think about what was important to Peter, and we want to say these things should be important to us also as well. And the first thing was he saw the necessity of reminding his readers of what they already knew. And we talked about the principle of divine repetition and how important that is for us to keep God's word continually front and center in our life. Amen. And he wanted to ensure that these words would stick. So he wrote two epistles, and then also he was very instrumental in helping John Mark write Mark's gospel. So he saw the necessity of reminding them of what they already knew. And second of all, he saw the necessity of emphasizing what he had personally experienced. And we looked at the transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. What he had seen with his own eyes and what he had heard with his own ears when he was on the mount and he saw Moses and Elijah talking with the Lord Jesus Christ. And how important it is for us to keep alive those things that God has done in our life, specifically that point in time when we accepted him as our Savior and we believed on the Lord and that whole new world opened up to us. How important that is. And then third, now, as we pick up with our outline here, he saw the necessity of exalting Scripture. He saw the necessity of exalting Scripture above everything else. So he says in verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Now, Peter could talk and talk and talk about his experience on the Mount of Transfiguration, but he knew that there was something even greater in rank than his experience, and that is the Scriptures themselves. And this is why he says we have also, besides that experience and besides your salvation, we also have a more sure word of prophecy. Something that is even better than what we have experienced. A more sure word of prophecy. Now, Peter is ranking Scripture over any religious experiences that we might have. Now, if we know the Lord, how important that is. And that cannot be topped. But right next to it is the Word of God. I remember as a chaplain, a number of years ago, I was talking with some other chaplains who were just kind of visiting back and forth, and one of the chaplains found out that I was an independent Baptist. And he said something, are you into bibliolatry? Like, do you worship the Bible? Now, he was a Baptist too, but he was of a liberal persuasion. And I said, no, but we do believe the Bible. And we ranks very, very high in our priority list. But he, coming from a liberal seminary, the Bible had been defamed by people who hold to the inerrancy of the Word of God and the preservation of the Word of God. And some people claim that we actually worship this book. Now, that's not true. But we will say this, that if this book were to become a person, it would become who? Jesus Christ. And if Jesus Christ were to become a book, who would it become? The book, the Bible, right here. So Scripture ranks above personal religious experiences that we might have, okay? Let me give you three reasons why that is so. Number one, Scripture is more authoritative than experience. Scripture is more authoritative than experience. Number two, Scripture is more permanent than experience. Scripture is more permanent than experience. And then number three, the scripture is more complete than an experience. So the Scripture is more authoritative The scripture is more permanent, and the scripture is more complete than experience. It's superior in three ways. And he says here, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Now, that word prophecy is a synonym for talking about the entire word of God. And what we have here is the word of God. And he says, ye do well that you take heed. You listen to this book. You apply this book to your own life. You try to think about this book and see how it fits into your everyday routine. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And so David saw that it was a necessity for him to take heed to his life and shape his conduct around what God's word says. And so we're told that again right here. You do well that you take heed, like unto the scriptures, okay? As unto a light that shineth in a dark place. The word dark here could be murky. And certainly we are living in a murky world right now. And sometimes people's personal lives get very murky with problems, the things that arise within. And the scripture tells us right here, this is the light that we need to guide us in those dark and those murky times. And this book shines as the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God and brings the meaning in only a way that He can to help us understand the Scripture. He says, we are to take heed to this until what? Until the day dawn. That's until Jesus Christ returns. That's a metaphor for the return of Jesus Christ. And this darkness is going to be dispelled when Jesus Christ returns at his second coming. And the day star arise in your heart. Now the word day star is the planet Venus. And it's that first star that before the sun rises. And it's a reference to the second coming of Jesus Christ. So what he's saying, in other words, the best defense against false teachers is the Word of God. And how we need to cling to this book and say to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because they have no law light in them. So until the day star, and that is Jesus Christ, arise in your heart. You know, when Jesus Christ returns at his second coming, there's going to be an external transforming impact on our planet. When he returns, there's going to be an external transforming impact on our planet. Romans chapter 8, verse 21 says, because all of creation itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. One day everything will be set right when Jesus Christ comes and he sets up his kingdom here on earth. So there will be an external transforming impact on our planet. But also there's going to be an internal transforming impact on those who believe him. It says, until the day star arise in your heart. The day star is Jesus Christ. And he is mentioned in Revelation 22:16. He describes himself. He says, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. The morning star and the day star, they're the same thing, all right? And Jesus Christ is in your heart right now if you've opened the door to him, according to Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. But he and his glorious manifestation of himself within us is going to be more than we could ever imagine. Until the day star, the scripture tells us, arise in your hearts. That's how long we are to stay in this book. Keep in the word of God. Keep in the word. You know what is so disturbing is we have people in authority. We have doctors, people who have PhDs. We have experts. And we have know-it-alls on this subject and that subject and successful people here and successful people there. But then sometimes they open their mouth and they make a statement. And you say, oh my goodness, how far away are you from God? Not even understanding the difference between the basics of right and wrong, light and darkness. good and evil. We are living in dark times. But these people have been elevated. They are leaders in our country many times, leaders, world leaders as well. And people, millions, billions, look to them. And yet, what comes forth from their mouth is shocking. And so, in order to be guided, we need to have the Word of God, and we need to have the light of God. And it's just as Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Psalm 119, 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How wonderful it is to have that. So there's an external transforming impact when Christ returns on our planet, but also an internal transforming impact on those who believe on Him. And 1 John 3:2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. You know, some things never change, and we're glad that the Word of God never changes. But there are some things that will change. And one of those is those that follow Jesus. We are going to be... Philippians chapter 3. Remember what Paul said? He gives a brief biography of his own life. He says, you know, I was a Pharisee of a Pharisee, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, and persecuting the church. He says, you know, I was steeped in Judaism, above my head. He said, then I met Jesus Christ. And he says, I count all of those things as lost. All those things I used to prize. I see what really counts is Jesus Christ and my relationship with God. And then he says this. He says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which were before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now this is what he says. He says, I press toward the mark. And the mark, it means goal. He says, well, my goal is to become like Jesus Christ here on planet Earth. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I exert myself spiritually, just like a sprinter takes off from the shocks in a race. I exert myself. I press toward the mark. What's that mark? For each of us, it's to be like Jesus Christ. I press toward the mark for the prize, and the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know what the prize is? The prize is when we get to heaven, or when we see Jesus Christ, we're going to be completely like Him. That'll be heaven. But right now, we're pressing toward that goal of being like Him here on earth. And so the Bible tells us that that change will happen as we anticipate His coming. There's a progressive sanctification, and then it'll be a total sanctification once He returns right here. So in conclusion here, as we're looking at, we're finishing this message, a person's impending death often causes them to see what is really important in life. And we said this epistle was written around 68 A.D., shortly before Peter was crucified and crucified upside down by the Romans. And number two, Peter communicated what he valued most. Peter communicated what he valued most to his fellow believers at this critical time in life. And what was it? He saw the necessity of reminding them of what they already knew. He saw the necessity of emphasizing what he had personally experienced. And he saw the necessity of exalting Scripture above everything else. So, number three, and under our conclusion here, he knew it would serve them well as they encountered a multitude of false and erroneous teachings. So the best thing to do in order to stay right with God is to be in His Word. And I want to emphasize this too. And for those that are listening on the radio, how important it is to have a good, sound, local New Testament church. And don't get your information from about God from the internet. Get it from the Word of God, from a source that you can trust. And go to a good, reputable church that is teaching the Word of God. in a sound hermeneutical way, not twisting the scriptures, and you will be blessed and God will help you. Why do I say that? Because God has instituted, ordained the local church to be the vehicle through which His truth would be communicated. And it is communicated through each member of that church who studies God's Word, lives for God, and walks with God. Okay, now we're going to begin here another section in chapter 2, in verses 1 through 9 right here. It's entitled False Prophets and False Teachers. False Prophets and False Teachers. And God does not want His people to be gullible, yet even you and I can be duped if we do not exercise caution in what we hear and what we read with our eyes. It's imperative that we be very, very careful here. And Peter gives us some timeless facts about pseudo-representatives of God, false representatives of God. And my friend, there are many, many out there. They were flourishing in Peter's day, and they have continued to multiply and expand. So first of all, what does he tell us? He gives us their profile in verses 1 through 3. He gives us their profile in verses 1 through 3. He says in verse 1 of chapter 2, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false prophets among you, who privily or secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction here." Now, verse 1 begins with a conjunction, it's but, and it marks a transition from true prophets, who are mentioned in verse 20 and verse 21 of chapter 1. Let's look at that, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. And the prophets that were given God's word were not allowed to put their own spin or construction on what they were given to teach, what they were given to write. It wasn't a matter of oh, that's Isaiah's opinion, or that's Hosea's opinion. No, that was a message from God. In fact, in the original here, the word interpretation could be interpreted, it was of no private origin. John just didn't sit down one day and say, "I'm going to write the book of John." That's not the way it works. God, the Bible tells us here, it says in verse 21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man." It wasn't some fellow that said, "Oh, I think I'd like to add a book to the Bible." That's not the way it works. "But holy men of God spake as they were moved, borne along by the Holy Spirit," the Bible tells us right here. So in verse 1 of chapter 2 here, we have that conjunction here, but. So there's a difference now between true prophets and the Word of God, which is accurate, and false prophets. And he's going to focus our attention now on false prophets. Now, take your Bible, please, and turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 13. The Bible says that there were false prophets of old. Deuteronomy chapter 13. And I'd like to have you follow along and read with me, or just read silently, verses 1 through 5. Deuteronomy chapter 13. It says, "If there arise among you," beginning with verse 1, "if there arise among you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, Let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, let us serve them." Now listen, let me have your attention here for a minute. False prophets and those who are energized by the power of darkness can do supernatural signs and wonders. And just because someone does a supernatural sign or wonder does not mean that they are from God. And it was so here in the case, even in the day of Moses. If someone comes and does something and gives you a message and they do something supernatural, this is what God says. He says in verse 3, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. You know, I've seen pictures of people in cults in South America who can walk literally across barefoot across hot coals and not hurt themselves. And perhaps you have witnessed or read of other phenomena. A lot of that is demonic. It's not of God. And God warns us. He says, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer. Don't listen to them. For the Lord your God proveth you, or he's testing you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. He's going to test you to see. Now, where's your allegiance going to be? Is it going to be to this book and what he has given us here in the revelation of all 66 books? In the revelation specifically of his son? He's testing you and he'll see. Now, are you going to turn aside and go after this guy? False Messiah? False prophets? For the Lord your God proveth or tests you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, you're going to say, my first allegiance is to the pages of this book. It's just like Peter said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed as to a light that shineth in a dark place. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, is because there's no light in them. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. And then verse 4, ye shall walk after the Lord your God. This is Deuteronomy chapter 13. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. Stick to him. So let's go back now to 2 Peter chapter 2. In verse 1, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Just because someone is a miracle worker does not mean they're from God. Their message and their life have to agree with the scriptures. It says in verse 1, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily or secretly shall bring in damnable heresies. Now in our little outline right here, we have Roman numeral number 1. We have their profile. They teach damnable heresies. And a heresy, according to W.E. Vine, a language scholar, a heresy is a self-willed opinion substituted for the truth which leads to divisions. That's what a heresy is. And the Bible tells us here they are damnable. God does not take those kinds of thoughts lightly, especially when they are used to lead God's people astray. It was Dr. J. Vernon McGee said that these fellows use our vocabulary, but they don't use our dictionary. And these fellows will call themselves Christians, but as you begin to talk to them, you find out that they don't believe what a real Bible believer adheres to. I believe in the resurrection. How wonderful! And then you talk to that liberal minister later. Well, do you believe in a bodily resurrection? Oh, no. Jesus had a spirit resurrection. That wasn't a bodily resurrection. See how they use our vocabulary? But that they have a different meaning to the words. Oh, the atonement, the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You know, back in the 20s, the liberals were calling that slaughterhouse theology. Slaughterhouse theology. My friend, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Look at the Old Testament sacrifices that God instituted to prefigure the coming of a son who would be the once-for-all sacrifice for our sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. The virgin birth. Oh, I would think Mary was just a lovely young lady. What an example. And we just love that Magnificat that she sang when she came into Elizabeth's house. Do you believe she was virgin? She gave birth to her son, that she was a virgin? Oh, no. That's just a myth that got tacked on to some of the Bible sayings years and years ago. My friend, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They use our vocabulary, but they have different meanings to the words that are very precious and very important to us. They will call themselves Christians. They will carry even a King James Bible. They'll wear a suit and have a tie. And they'll have two or three doctor's degrees from different institutions of higher learning. So what? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Their teaching damns rather than it saves. And the Bible says they will arise, there will be false teachers among you. They'll secretly bring in these false teachings, and they do that, and they have done that in seminaries across Europe, and in seminaries throughout the United States the last 150 to 200 years. And over a period of time, those false teachings filter down from the pulpit into the pew, and people walk away, well, why should I go to church? The pastor doesn't believe the Bible. Why should I believe the Bible? And it bleeds out everywhere. And the Bible tells us here they shall even deny the Lord that bought them, denying that Jesus Christ can save their soul, and they will bring upon themselves swift destruction. That's their outcome right there. So Peter has some very harsh words for those that will take this book, twist it, and distort it. And he is very intolerant of those that would tamper with this book, as we know that Jesus Christ is also as well. So we're going to stop our study here this morning. False prophets and false teachers. Their profile right here, it's not a pretty one, is it? Father in heaven, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for Jesus.